You found it. The best place for live, local, conservative talk in the morning. The Commute with Carlson. Stimulating, entertaining, and making a difference. Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Good morning, everybody. It is 4 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning. John Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KVI. So much we have to try and cover here in the last hour of the show. Did want you to know this case down in Colorado where the head of their prison system, their equivalent of the Department of Corrections, his name is Tom Clements. He was shot and killed on the front porch of his own home. Somebody just walked up and shot him. They have a 22-year-old woman accused of buying the gun that was used to kill him. Her name is Stevie Marie Vigil. She is accused of making a straw purchase. She bought it from a weapons dealer and then gave the gun to Evan Ebel, convicted felon who was not allowed to own a gun. So this isn't someone who, you know, bought it online, went to a gun show. This is, again, your typical standoff, or your typical straw purchase. She is looking at between 2 and 16 years in prison for unlawful purchase of a firearm. I hope that that's upgraded to accessory to murder. They also now believe they got strong evidence implicating Evan Ebel in the death not only of Clements but also of that pizza delivery driver, Nathan Leone. The motive is that Mr. Ebel had been in prison, member of a white supremacist prison gang, and that Mr. Clements had cracked down on prison gangs to dial down the violence in the Colorado prison system. So that update here. Also, speaking of updates, the standoff in Hoquiam with a man who shot a police officer trying to serve a warrant on him the other day culminated in gunshots, a huge fire completely engulfing the home where he had been staying. Here's how it sounded at 6:30 this morning when gunshots rang out. If you listen closely, you can hear the sheriff's department, someone speaking through a bullhorn, ordering the suspect out of the house. Again, this is this morning around 6:30. All right. That is, again, what our microphones and cameras caught this morning about an hour and a half ago. He is down. We hopefully will be finding out, confirmed dead. I am very, very anxious to learn more about this guy and more about him. Let's talk to Carlene Johnson, who is there in Hoquiam, where this fire, Carlene, looked like something out of an oil rig fire. I mean, it just absolutely engulfed the home.
Oh, yeah. You could actually, from a block away, feel the heat coming off that house. And I can tell you now, with broad daylight, there's still some smoke coming up, but the roof has collapsed and there's certainly nothing left. Hopefully, damage to any of the neighboring homes. But it was a crazy scene. I was actually about a block and a half away at the command post getting an update from Sergeant Brian Dayton when all of a sudden we looked over and saw the fire and, came flying back here in my news car just in time to hear that exchange of gunfire that you just played for listeners. But we have gotten confirmation, John, in the last couple of minutes that he is dead. The suspect's dead.
All right. Let's walk this back a couple of days. This guy, do we have him identified yet?
He's a 49-year-old man out of Sacramento and wanted on a warrant for a fraud case there. And like you say, it was Tuesday. They go to the house initially to make an arrest on this guy and his girlfriend. They take the girlfriend into custody, 53-year-old woman. He, though, gives them a bad name, false identity. So
and
they
all right, very good, thanks. They realized they'd been had. They returned to the home yesterday, and the guy fights and then eventually pulls a gun, starts shooting, wings a deputy who was wounded, hospitalized, and released. Officers retreat, and then they come back.
Yeah, then they come back. There was at least one other exchange of gunfire in which the suspect claimed at that point that he was hit inside, but he was in, you know, good enough condition that he stayed in the house, and they kept firing tear gas canisters in. They put the robot in. He disables the robot, John, but they were able to get an image back from the robot that showed the guy was wearing a gas mask, which explained why he could withstand all those tear gas canisters they were firing into the house all night long.
Did he have any kind of body armor?
We haven't seen the images. I haven't seen the images as yet. Haven't heard if he, in fact, did. But we understand he had, you know, a large amount of ammo in the house. And we continue to hear huge explosions as this house was burning over about 30 minutes.
Right.
Between about 6:30 and 7 this morning. Not clear what that was. We did see some of the power lines over the house that were burning, you know, kind of blowing. So that may explain some of that. But nothing left of this house, and again, confirmation: the suspect, this guy out of Sacramento, is dead.
Okay, so was this guy passing through? Was he living here? Did he have friends here? Do we know anything like that, Carlene?
So, from the neighbors I talked to so far, nobody really knew who he was. Although one woman who lives about a block away said that she would often see him out walking his dog. Didn't really know him. Didn't really have anything more than maybe a casual exchange or a pleasant exchange with the guy walking past, but didn't know him at all. So haven't talked to anyone yet who knows him or the woman who was taken into custody. But I guess all in all, a good result that no other officers were hurt, John.
Yeah, no, I had asked and had confirmed that no officers in that final exchange of gunfire were wounded. What is the woman? The woman who was living with him, the woman who was arrested, she didn't have a quick-witted response to the officers. They took her in. What is she charged with?
I have no idea. No idea. We've, all our attention's been focused on the guy who was holed up in this house. So, again, she was taken into custody Tuesday. Everybody kind of forgot about her.
I'm kind of assuming they were a team.
Yeah, it may well have been the same warrant that was out on him for this fraud case out of Sacramento.
Okay,
this
he
guy
said,
certainly wasn't going in easy.
Right, and he said that he was someone else, and they bought the story, and then when they realized that was not the case, four of them come back, and that's when this guy starts pulling a weapon and firing, and we're lucky that only one officer was shot, and we're very lucky that that officer is not seriously wounded.
Right, just that hip injury, and as you said, treated and released. He's home to recover, and boy, multiple agencies responded here. We had, SWAT officers from Thurston County, you had State Patrol, you had, Hoquiam and Aberdeen officers, and besides the officer injured yesterday in that initial exchange, nobody else hurt. Suspect, dead here at the scene. But
was he shooting it out with officers from the yard?
We couldn't see because at that point the light was still just, daylight was still just coming up, and we're about a block and a half back from the scene. Couldn't tell, but we understand that there was the smoke from the fire that was coming up from the top of the house, which who knows if he set that or what happened. But then he comes out the front door on the bottom, on the ground level. Then there's the exchange of gunfire, and where you were playing the audio of them
so,
on the bullhorn
so
saying, drop it.
Okay, so as of this morning, how many incidents were there of gunfire back and forth? Just that one?
We understand that there was the initial one yesterday at 11 where the
right.
officer was injured. They pulled back. There was at least one other time yesterday when he was firing from the house. I don't know if life officers
at SWAT
fired
officers.
Back. But
yeah.
Correct, and the little blue apartment across the way apparently took some bullet holes. Nobody injured over there, but those folks were evacuated through the night, as well as some surrounding homes. But and then the ultimate exchange of gunfire about 6:30 this morning, right as that fire was breaking out.
So the audio we played just a moment ago was the audio of him exchanging gunfire and going down.
That's what we understand that was. And, you know, the house was already really going up at that point, so it was pretty wild scene that, you know, here he is coming out of a house that's going up in flames at the same time we're hearing those gunshots. So,
do we know if the officers had fired incendiary devices to light up the house, or were they just firing tear gas and a fire resulted?
The only confirmation we have is tear gas canisters fired in, not you know, anything from them about any other incendiary devices fired in. So we don't know what the origin of the fire was.
Yeah, or maybe he was setting a fire to try and create cover or distraction or what have you.
Yeah, could have been.
Carlene, we look forward to learning who this guy actually was and his past as well here, which I assume will be forthcoming in the next couple of hours.
You bet. We'll bring you anything new from the scene, John.
Hey, thanks, Carlene. Always great talking to you here on KVI.